are listening to the Business Podcast, featuring today's most successful entrepreneurs and business leaders.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
Are you ready?
Hey, welcome to the Parents Culture Parents Network. I'm your host, Michael H. Scott. And here this evening, we're going to talk about the recruiting aspect of the process. What is it in the process? What is it that you need to know as a parent? What is it that you want to know as a parent? Should you be involved in the recruiting process? Do you think that that's something that you really and truly should be a part of? I would tell you yes. Parents, we must be the advocates for our children. We must be that frontline person for our children. In other words, I'm telling you, parents, you have to be your child's very first agent in the college recruiting process. So if you're interested, hey, let me know. Hey, folks, we're back. Hey, this is M.H. Scott, the host of the Parents Culture Parents Network, and guess what? We got another wonderful show for you this evening. I'm going to promise you another wonderful show. But at any time you want to join in on this conversation, you can always reach us at 917-889-2836. I'm going to say that number again. 917-889-2836. Just call in. Join the conversation. Or if you got a question or you want to add something to our topic of today, something that you have personally experienced, something that you have some great knowledge of, or hey, if you just want to chime in and give me your opinion on how the recruiting process has fared for your child, then by all means, we welcome you. We welcome you. This is the Parents Culture Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. And for the next 4 or 5 minutes or so, we're just going to drop a few nuggets on you in reference to our topic of today. But, you know, I can't start my show without going to my man, Mr. Keith Wright, who did this piece for me some time ago. And I want you to really and truly check out the words to this little piece that Keith did for me. And I think this epitomizes college sports. And if more athletes decided to gravitate towards these words, I think they would really and truly get something out of the college experience. So check it out. Give me your thoughts later on. Hit me up on Facebook. Hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on Instagram at PCP Network or on Facebook at Parents Culture Parents Network. But for right now, I want you to check out Keith. Keith Wright graduated University of Harvard, played men's basketball there for his 4-year time. All right, where you at, Keith?
The game had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then be ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then, playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
That's my man, Mr. Keith Wright, graduated University of Harvard, played ball there for 4 years. And, you know, the piece that I want to emphasize there, folks, is how Keith closed it out at the end by saying he's making smart cool. Making smart cool. Hey, you can't ask for nothing else better than that, folks. You can't ask for nothing else better than that. Well, this evening we're going to talk about the college athletic recruiting calendar. I got a couple different calendars that I posted up on my Blog Talk Radio site just to give you some insight on where you may be or where you should be or your child should be in the recruiting process. But I want to open up by putting out this quick, did you know? And I posted that in the opening dialogue of the show just for you, parents. And I wonder how many of you were able to answer that question. How many of you was aware of that information? Again, you can always call in and give me your answer at 917-889-2836. 917-889-2836. Anytime you want to join our conversation, call in. So, in my parents, did you know? Parents, did you know for Division I basketball, all live evaluation during the recruiting period shall be limited to regularly scheduled high school, preparatory schools, or two-year colleges, your little JUCOs, contests or tournaments, practice, or regular scholastic activities involving prospective student athletes enrolled at the institution where the regular scholastic activity occurs. What does that really say? That really and truly says that you can't doing no, you're not out there doing no evaluating. The recruiting evaluating period. Recruiting evaluating period is limited to regular scheduled high school, preparatory school, or two-year college contests or tournaments. Basically, it's letting you know if there is a tournament going on during your regular school year, and I'm going to go a little deeper into that later on. But if there's a tournament that's going on during your regular school year and your child's involved in it, and that tournament is not sanctioned by the NCAA, which that statement tells you that there's not going to be any tournaments sanctioned by the NCAA during that time period, during the recruiting period, the live evaluation period, it's letting you know that there's nothing going on during that time period if it is not part of a regular schedule, regularly scheduled. So these little showcases that pop up or you may have some of these Christmas showcases, but if it's not regularly something that's on the schedule and been sanctioned by your state high school athletics, then it's not something worth attending. Not something worth attending. And if somebody tells you that, oh, yeah, we're going to have over, you know, 3 dozen coaches there or 6 dozen coaches there. Really? You may not want to attend that event. You may not want to have your child involved in that event. And you may want to, from that point moving forward, start questioning the knowledge of the individual that passed that information on to you. Because for Division I basketball, that's a big no-no. A big no-no. Because Division I basketball goes on to say, and part of that, did you know? during the April evaluation period, because that's their highlight area, that's their highlight time period. It says during the April evaluation period shall be limited to non-scholastic events that are certified per the NCAA Division I bylaws 13.18. The Division One, the NCAA's Division One bylaw 13.18. What's that bylaw again? Now, how many coaches are aware of that bylaw? All college coaches should be aware of it because they know when they can go out and when they can't. Now, again, folks, again, let's keep this realistic. I am talking about Division One programs. So please don't get into this thing and say, oh, no, he don't know what he's talking about, because of the simple fact that Division Two can do this, NAIA can do that, Division Three can do this, JUCO folks can come out and do that. I just said, the primary focus of this conversation, this topic at this time, is Division One programs. Division One programs. So it's not a Division Two, not a Division Three, not an NAIA, and not a JUCO conversation. Believe it or not, NAIA, their coaches are allowed to come out at any given time. That's because their program is so small and they want to maximize their opportunities to connect with as many prospects as possible. So as a result, they have the opportunity to come out at any time. But again, let's keep this in mind. A lot of NAIA schools are not going to travel halfway across the country to see your child. Their budget isn't like that. Division III schools, their budget isn't like that. Division II schools, a little bit more play in there, but again, they have a limited window as well. Now, you may find a Division I coach that may travel all the way out to California from the East Coast looking for a prospect, or down to Texas, up to Hawaii, or out to Hawaii, up to Alaska, just simply based upon them having that type of budget and able to travel. But your NAIA Division III's, you know, you won't see a whole lot of them doing a whole lot of extensive travel like that. But I just wanted to let you know that for your Division I program, hey, a lot of things are based around what I just read to you. But what I really and truly want to go into a little bit more detail on, many of your kids played in probably some showcases and tournaments and things of that nature over the last few weeks. And at one point in time, before the big scandal and an investigation and the shakeup in men's basketball, July was a hot month for recruiting. July was an extremely hot month for recruiting and evaluating of potential prospects. But now, since the time period has changed, the evaluation period has changed, and the number of events are really and truly limited, then things have tightened up somewhat. But the month of August, you may have your child going out next week to play in a tournament. Why, may I ask? because the month of August purchased the Vision 1 calendar again, and it's the same calendar that I posted up on the site, is a quiet period. Get familiar with terms. Quiet period, recruiting period, evaluation period, and dead period. I'll say them again. Quiet period, recruiting period, evaluation period, and dead period. And if you look at the little diagram that I posted up here on the Blog Talk Radio site, it shows you each one of those periods, and it gives you a breakdown of when that period is active or when that period is functional. So as you look at your Division I calendar, now looking at your Division I calendar, the entire month of August, the entire month of August is in the quiet period. The first week of September is also in the quiet period. That first or the second Sunday in September is also in the quiet period. So coaches are right now back in their offices, looking at their boards, weeding folks out, placing new names on the board, doing everything that they need to do. And this is at the Division I level again. I'm focusing this particular segment on the Division I level because, you know, many kids gravitate toward the Division I level, but there are twice as many kids that end up going to Division II, III, and NAIA. But I just want to give you a basis so that you can start to understand how all this plays. Because the Division II, you can take a look at their schedule or their calendar as well. The Division III, you may not find a calendar for them because they have a little bit more flexibility. NAIA, again, they have a little bit more flexibility. So that's why I'm giving you a nice, good breakdown for the Division I program. Now, going back to the Division I program for men's basketball again, and I'm going to jump over here to football here in a second. So their recruiting period opens up on the 9th of September. It goes all the way hot and heavy all the way to the 10th of November. Now, you hear what I said. The 9th of September, and coaches are out there recruiting all the way up until the 10th of November. Then you have 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th, which actually becomes a dead period. And it stays dead until the 15th. The 15th, we're back open on the recruiting period, and that goes all the way up until December. Actually, a couple days before Christmas, because they don't want you to be bogged down with that kind of stuff. And at the same time, coaches need to be, you know, a lot of coaches are out doing their thing, and coaches are, in a lot of cases, matter of fact, that time period in November is just before many of the college season starts. That time period in November is just before many of the college season starts. So you'll have, you know, you'll get the invitations where you can come out and watch some games and do all this kind of stuff and take visits and all these other little fancy and red carpet type things. Okay, bells and whistles are out. Yeah, you get 5 visits and you go out, but you get as many unofficial visits as you want to take. I recommend that you take unofficial visits. Take as many as you possibly can. Why? Why? Why take as many as you possibly can? That way you get the chance to see the coaches in a different light. They may not even know that you're in. When the bells and whistles and the red carpet is being rolled out, So as a result, you get a chance to see a different perspective of the coach. And you just sit there and quietly and check it out. Don't have to make your announcement. But then if you want to later on, go down and talk to them. Just say, hey, go down and talk to them. Just let them know that you were there. That is a recruiting period. You are on campus. You can speak. He can acknowledge. And you can go from there. So that is just the first half of, and then January, December, you know, latter part of December after Christmas, all the way through January and February and March is, again, all recruiting periods. All recruiting periods. Now, let's take a look at football, because this is where a lot of folks, they don't pay attention to the football calendar. And what did I do with my football? Okay, I got basketball here. I even have track and field. I printed off something so that we can talk about a little track and field. And what? You mean to say I didn't print off my football? Huh, that's not good. That's not good. Either I didn't print it off or it stayed on the printer and came out late. Shucks. But anyway, what I wanted to say about football, football has a very similar schedule. And I'm going to see if I have it here on my thumb drive and able to pull it up and give you just some insight on football, because a lot of our young men miss opportunities, again, because they don't know the calendar. They don't know the calendar. They don't know how to use the calendar to their advantage. So as a result, they miss out on opportunities. Now, when it talks about the recruiting period, that means that the coach is out there and he's looking for potential prospects. And, hey, guess what you're doing? You're out there your child's out there trying to become a potential prospect. So it's a everybody in the pool type situation. You know, you're a potential prospect, and the coach is out there looking for prospects. So he or she, and I can also go into women's basketball as well. I think we're going to have something here. I think we got it. Let me see. Okay, hold that thought there. Okay. I think I have a football calendar here for you. Let's see if I can open this up. Let's see if we can open this up. Resize image. No, that's not what I want to do. Okay, let's take this thing out to full screen. And for you have your quiet period. You have your dead period, evaluation period, and recruiting period. Now, during the month of August, for football, That is a dead period. A dead period. So if your child is still going and attending combines and showcases and things of that nature, again, parents, that's a waste of time. That's a waste of time. Because the evaluation period opens up in September. September, October, November. You go on to the first half of December, you got a contact period. And then you go to a one-day quiet period, and then you go back into a dead period for the latter part of December and the first half of January. Second half of January, you go into a contact period again. That is for Division I football. And again, parents, I have to advise you and have to make you aware of this situation and what you can't do during this time period. You know, you're out there, you're having contact with these coaches. And in having the contact with these coaches, you're able to, you know, just basically, hey, making sure that your child may or may not be on their radar. Again, if you want to join in on this conversation, you can always reach us at 917-889-2836. 917-889-2836. I love to hear your thoughts, because I know as many of you that probably have twice as much experience as I have. But here at the Parents Culture Parents Network, we want to share that experience. We want to share that experience. Because every time we have an opportunity to share that experience, the next generation of parents benefit. The next generation of young athletes benefit. Hey, what good is that doing you? Well, it's doing you a whole lot of good, because you know you have now poured into the success of the next young lady or next young man during their time period of college recruiting. Now, just really highlight a few things. I'm going to talk about Division I cross country and track and field. Again, the evaluation period is hot right now, from the 1st of August all the way up until the 21st of August. The 1st of August up until the 21st of August. Then they go from there into their contact period, and they're able to reach out. This is cross country and track and field. You know, so you may have coaches out at the Junior Olympics. You may have coaches out at the USA Track and Field Junior Olympics. You may have coaches out at the AAU Junior Olympics. You know, those type of events, looking for that next group of athletes. And it's totally legal, because it goes from the evaluation period, which is now up until the 21st, all the way through to their contact period, which starts on the 22nd and carries you all the way through till the 10th of November. The 10th of November, which is their contact period. Then, of course, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, they take a little break. They come back with contact period again, and then they take a break on the 23rd for a dead period, one-day dead period, and then they open back up until the 8th of December. Then they go dead again. Stay dead until January 1st. And on January 2nd, they are wide open again. The field has a little bit more leniency, and they're out there hot and heavy constantly looking for the next group of recruits, next group of potential prospects, student athletes. I'm going to jump over here to women's basketball. Oh, okay. I thought I had messed around and didn't print that page. Women's basketball, they're right now in the quiet period. They're quiet from the 1st of August up until the 11th of August. From the 1st through the 11th of August. And then, unlike men's basketball, women's basketball has an additional period. Because, you know, I talked about with men's basketball, you have the quiet period, you have the dead period, you have the evaluation period, and you have the contact period or recruiting period. But women's have an additional period, and it's called the, I think it's re-recruiting, re-recruiting shutdown or something like that. And I have to get you some more details on that. And if somebody is familiar with that period, please, by all means, give us a call right now so we know and we can update our audience. I can bring you right up on the air and we can update our audience on what that period is. But I can't make it out here on this diagram that I just pulled up. But it's called, I look like it's called the re-recruiting period. 917-889-2836, 917-889-2836. Love for you to bring that information to our audience. And I'm going to see if I can jump out here online real quick and find something for you because I feel a little off my game if I'm not able to get that information to you. So I'll be right back shortly there, folks. So just hang tight, and we'll be right back.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
What is the NAIA?
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics is the organizing body that oversees college athletics for its member schools. Schools who are members of the NAIA are made of smaller colleges located in the United States and Canada. The NAIA was established in 1952 as an organization to establish competition between colleges. The NAIA sponsors 13 different sports and runs 23 annual championships for those sports, in both men's and women's athletics. The NAIA has different member schools than the NCAA and has different eligibility requirements as well. To make sure you are eligible to compete at an NAIA school, you need to register with the NAIA Eligibility Center at playnaia.org. Feel free to learn more at our website, athleticscholarships.net. Get recruited to play college sports today.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
All right, folks, we're back. I just want to share that information with you. I think I found something here. Sure. Okay, here we go. Here we go. It says it's called Recruiting Shutdown. Recruiting Shutdown. So they actually have a shutdown. time period. That shut down the time period for women's basketball. It says, can't really make it. But anyway, they have a little time period. They have, and currently, women's basketball division was in the quarterfinals. They'll shut down on the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, back to the period again. That's quiet until the 8th of September. And then on the 9th of September, they'll go on to contact period. And that goes away in September, and on the 30th of September, go into their evaluation period. And now they're open basketball evaluating for that next recruit for women's basketball. Again, hey, if you want to join in on this conversation, 917-889-2836. 917-889-2836. I don't even know where the time has come and gone just that fast, but we're just minutes away from concluding this here great show. It's just sharing some information with you folks. Sharing some information with you. I have reached out to and have connected with a group called AthLife. And just to give you an update on that, it's a great organization out there, AthLife Foundation. And they're out there and they have positions in our school systems called academic athletic coaches. Academic athletic coaches. And you may say, well, what is that? An academic athletic coach, and just to change the subject real quick, and we can always come back to the calendar, but I just wanted to give you this little piece of information. An academic athletic coach is an individual that's actually based in the school building that kind of sort of works a dual role, kind of plays the role of the coach, and at the same time does some of the things that the guidance counselors aren't able to do on a regular basis. Because there is a individual assigned to each school registered with the NCAA that should be able to help every athlete in the school track his or her progress academically, making sure that they're able to get out there and get some tutoring for their standardized test, the SAT or the ACT, checking their grades. But most of the time, 99.9% of the time, that guidance counselor or that individual that has been assigned that position is overwhelmed with doing their regular job. So they're not able to fine-tune or stay on top of the young athletes that need that extra coaching, need that extra push, need someone to spot check and pop up in their classrooms on a regular basis just to see what they're doing in the class. Make sure that they are maintaining that GPA, that core GPA, not just a cumulative GPA, but make sure they're maintaining that core GPA. Currently, we don't have those positions here in my area, but I have been looking into something like that moving here real soon. And you may want to check in your local high schools as well to see if any of those positions have been established. Any of those positions have been established. They are called the academic athletic coach, or they may have changed the name, but the primary function of those individuals are to ensure that they help the student athlete, every student athlete, not just the football, not just the basketball, not just the baseball athlete, every single athlete in that school, help him or her maintain their GPA and get prepared if they're at that level to be able to play at the next level. If they have that talent, skill, and ability to play at the next level. And if not, some of them go as far as helping them to continue on and be successful after they finish playing their high school sports, like help them secure jobs, you know, help them even still register and get signed up for college, you know, pass them on to the guidance counselor or whoever to make sure, because they have maintained the grades all the way through this point. Because I'm tired of seeing young athletes that are eligible to play during the first semester. Second semester, they ain't eligible to play because now the grades from all their hard classes, their core classes, have now kicked in. And guess what? They're ineligible to play. And somebody has went through and set up their classes so that they're eligible to only play during their season, that particular sports season. I knew a young man that played 4 years of varsity sports from his freshman year in high school all the way through to his senior year. Played 4 years of sports. But every year, I can mark my calendar by it, every year, you got to the point where the first semester grades came out, that individual was no longer eligible to play. So the second semester, any sport that started during the second semester or was currently going on at that time during the second semester, the individual was no longer able to play. That's a problem. That's a real problem. Because as a result, that individual didn't even have a chance to go to college and attempt to even complete or be successful at his craft or his sport. Now, mind you, this young man was very, very highly talented. He was a starting quarterback his freshman year in high school on the varsity team. He was the starting point guard his freshman year in high school on the varsity team. But just like clockwork, every year when that second semester drew around and showed his ugly face, that young man was no longer eligible to play. So, AFLife Foundation doing their great job and having young folks out there that's supporting this program, that's keeping it going with this academic athletic coach. Hey, check and see if it's in your city, in your state. And if not, reach out to us here in the Parents Coach Parents Network, and we will definitely put you in contact with somebody that can help you get a program started in your respective state. All right? Well, folks, this evening we've been talking about the recruiting calendar and the importance of the recruiting calendar and just understanding the recruiting calendar, because many of us don't. We don't know nothing about no recruiting calendar. I could have went into some more great detail on breaking this calendar down, talking about it week by week and what these dates cover and all this other stuff, but I just need you to know the basics right now, parents. I want you to know the basics, understand the basics, and once you understand the basics, you're a child. This is M.H. Scott, host of the Parents Coach Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, it's been another great show, another great opportunity for me to share some information with you, and I'm going to let my man, Mr. Keith Wright, go ahead and close us out. Close us out, Keith. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in to the Parents Culture Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll see you again next Sunday.
Have people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge.